Today's Mishnah has been in the 7th and 8th Mishnah in the 5th Perek Masechta Shviit. Mishnah begins, Hayotzer, a potter. He can mocher chamesh kadeh shemen v'chamesh esrei kadeh yaim. He can sell 5 oil jugs and 15 wine jugs. And this really continues from the Mishnah we were learning yesterday in terms of what one can sell to someone during the Shemitah year and not be concerned that he'll be assisting him in doing an Aveira, doing something that is prohibited. So why is this measure provided, the 5 oil jugs and 15 wine jugs, why shken dachrolav in a hefker? Because someone who's collecting in a permissible manner from ownerless property during the Shemitah year, then he's likely to require this number of jugs. However, more than that, it's unlikely. The Mishnah, however, just to add an extra point that the Bartanur raises, that we don't have to be concerned that he might start using the 5 oil jugs to store wine as well. Why? Because it's the nature of these jugs that they're only really be suitable, say the wine jugs will only be really suitable for wine, and the oil jugs only be suitable for oil. This the nature of the way they're constructed. However, Mishnah says, Vim hevi yotermikan, if however someone happened to collect more, so in other words, he would need more than 5 oil jugs due to the fact he collected more than, say, normal one would normally collect in terms of olives. The Mishnah says, that's mutar. B'dieved, it's absolutely fine. He doesn't have to be concerned that he's doing something that's asur. However, l'chachila, he shouldn't really collect more than the measure we've provided in our Mishnah from Hefger. Mishnah kins hamoche l'goy be'aretz or l'Yisrael b'chutz aretz. If someone sells to a non-Jew in Eretz Israel or to a Jew outside, then there's no issue here. One can sell much, much more than that. Why? Because we just mentioned, for example, in Nochri, there's no issue of prohibition of Shvit on him. So he's clearly allowed to produce as much oil and wine as he likes. And for the Jew, the Bartanura points out that despite the fact he's in Eretz Israel, you might think maybe we should be concerned that he's going to bring them into Eretz Israel. Or maybe you're concerned that he's going to start bringing lots of produce outside from Eretz Israel to this Chutz Aretz and start throwing all these jugs. Well, we don't have to be concerned. The Chachamim weren't so machmir, weren't so strict to be concerned of such a edge case. Consequently, if they're outside Eretz Israel, you can sell them as many as you like. Let's continue. This is Mishnah Chet. Beit Shemarim loim korlo parach resha b'shvid. So a parach reshet is a cow that is really good for plowing. It's not one that's good for it's not a milk producing cow. It's usually a cow that's used in like an oxen in the field. Beit Hillel says no matirim. One we allowed to sell. Why? Meaning, Beit Shammai is concerned, if you're selling someone a cow that is used for ploughing the Shemitah year, or it's, you know, that's what it's suitable for, then we have to be concerned that's exactly what the person's going to do with it. However, Beit Hillel says, well, there is another possibility. There is, albeit remote, but there's still a possibility that the person might want to shecht it and have it for its meat. However, Beit Shammai says people don't usually buy such working cows for the purpose of shechting and eating its meat. So it's too remote to justify. However, Beit Hillel says even the most remotest anything we can be tole on, that's good enough. Let's continue. Mocher lo peirot afilu b'shat hazera. One is allowed to sell produce even at the time during the Shemitah that one would ordinarily, on a non-Shemitah year, want to be planting. And in other words, you don't have to be concerned. He's going to take those now and start planting. Because we can assume that he actually might be using this produce, these grains, for consumption. Also, likewise, you can sell a se'ato. This is like a measuring container. It measures a se'a. Even though you know the person has a threshing floor, once again, you don't need to be concerned. He's going to start using it to measure his crop that he's harvesting in a prohibited fashion during the Shemitah year. Once again, we can assume that he's using this measure for something else. And finally, uporet lo ma'ot, you can start changing his money to give him smaller denominations, af bishu yodesh yesh lo polim, even though you know he has workers, usually they assist him with work. Once again, you don't have to be concerned, because there are other possible permissible uses, you don't have to be concerned he's going to do something that's not permissible with the money. And the Mishnah adds, v'chulam b'feirush. However, in all the cases we've just mentioned, if he says explicitly, I would like that plow, or purchase that plow for you, that cow from you to use for plowing, or I would like to buy this se'ah, this measuring container, because I need to take a lot of my harvest to start threshing it. And in other words, you know explicitly he's going to do an isur, then asurim, one cannot sell him these things, because once again, you're being messiah le davar aveir, you're assisting person in doing a prohibition, which we are not allowed to do. Those are Mishnah today.